Jason Mark Harris presents My Script is Mud by Burke Duncan. It's freezing in here. I can see my breath in the draft. Is this how you visualized your career after film school?
Of course.
Hosting a script reading in a condemned building?
Come on, Adonis. It's not condemned, all right? It's just being remodeled.
Don't defend the building, Benny. You've directed two independent movies. You should come up with a better venue for a screenplay reading.
One of my movies won the Audience Award at the Melbourne Independent Filmmakers Festival.
Really? In Australia?
No, in Florida. But that's okay. I like to let people assume it was overseas.
Independent movies are money pits. Do you really think you can raise $5 million for this project?
Of course, Adonis. I'll make a profit and I'll get out of my last movie's credit card debt.
And you think the money will come from box office returns?
No, from my salary. I'll pay myself $200,000 as writer, director, producer.
That's a good scam.
Good what?
A plan. That's a good plan. Well, here come the suckers and sycophants.
Boy, this building needs a ramp.
Marco, you just had to walk up two steps. Is that going to kill you?
What if I tripped?
That's a good point. If you took a tumble, this whole building would collapse on us.
Come on in, guys. Sit at the long table. Adonis, have you got the video rolling?
I do. People, I'll tape this reading so Benny can present it to possible backers of the film.
It's like the reading of a will.
Better than that, Mr. Mackay. It's the reading of the movie script, Mud.
Is that why your baseball cap says Mud? Yeah, we were wondering that at the coffee shop.
Yes, and that's why I'm wearing the cap here.
Tell us more about the movie. I see my name on the script I'll be reading.
Mud is a high-concept action-adventure-horror-comedy-family-drama-road movie. And I'm going to raise $5 million from backers.
Why don't you just hold a rummage sale in Beverly Hills? Those idiots will throw away $1,200 on a sweater I can buy here in Seattle for $80.
Ma'am? Excuse me, ma'am? Can I help you sit down?
Thank you, young man. I'll just set my walker next to me.
Let's introduce ourselves to the camera.
I'm Mr. Mackay, and I was Benny's high school drama mentor after he moved here from the Bronx.
Tell them who you're playing, Mr. Mackay.
Oh, my personalized script says I'm cast as the killer. Sounds promising.
I'm Randall Lord. I work as a barista for Bremerton's Best Coffee. I'm cast as Jack Crown.
Isn't this better than getting a $1 tip for a latte?
Oh, you bet.
I'm Mary Dittman. I used to make costumes for plays directed by Adonis North and Mr. Mackay. That's how I know Benny. I'll be reading the role of Jill Crown.
I hope that chair doesn't collapse under Marco's girth.
I'm Marco Wright. I played the hero's beer-swilling roommate in Benny's master thesis film, Epiphany in the Frat House. I'll read the part of Johnny Crown.
Let's begin. I know the script so well that I can recite the description. Fade in. Daytime. Exterior. Clouds whirl around in the sky. Helicopter shot shows Jack Crown lying face up in a field. Zoom in on him as raindrops splatter onto his face. Jack is blatantly dead.
What? You gotta be kidding me. You killed me before I had any lines?
All right. Refocus, people. Lightning arcs around a white Corvette. Rain pours down, shattering a rainbow. And with it, hope.
I win again.
The clouds part and a golden ray from the sun shines down on the Corvette's driver's side door. Jill Crown steps out. She's the genius mathematician kickboxer. She's wearing a jogging bra and short shorts
was to display her sleek body. Jill is my fantasy.
You killed my brother.
Jill pulls an Uzi out of her purse. Click, clack. Lock and load. She leaps up and sprays the killer with gunfire. Thwack, thwack, thwack. Bullets riddle his torso. He falls down dead. Or is he? Jill does a combat roll on the ground. She jumps up, runs to Jack.
Jack, oh why? Damn it, why?
Jill spies a crumpled piece of paper in Jack's cold, dead hand. She tries to take it, but his death grip is too tight. Focus on her face. With just one look, she conveys that this important clue will solve everything. Her eyes show the horror of what she must do. She breaks his fingers. Crack, crack, crack.
That hurt me more than it hurt you.
The note says, "We are the immortal Superlaps, guardians of the northern lights of Sweden. We will halt the neo-Nazi takeover of Uppsala University's physics department."
Shouldn't I have read that line?
Rustling noise. Jill looks up. The killer is alive. He lunges towards her. Jill riddles him with more bullets, this time hitting him squarely in the face. Kabuki! His head explodes into gray powder. The killer falls down, this time actually dead. His right hand twitches. Jill shoots it off. Jill stands amid the carnage. The audience can virtually smell the cordite. A child's voice comes from the Corvette. That's your line, Marco.
Mommy, when do we get ice cream?
Hold it. I have one measly line.
It was important. You established mood for the rest of the picture.
What part am I going to read?
You're here for running the video camera, picking up pizza and moral support.
Excuse me, but you refer to the super laps.
That's right.
They don't want to be called laps anymore.
They don't. Well, what do you call them?
Little weirdos up north!
No, they want to be called the Sami. I'm shocked at you, Adonis.
Maybe he can make the joke because he's part Sami.
No, I can tell that joke because I'm a bigot.
I beg your pardon, Benny, but I have a question. I'm an avid collector of pistols, shotguns, and rifles. Are you familiar with the use of firearms?
Not the actual shooting of them. I learned all this from reading screenplay writing books.
What a shocking revelation.
Do you think someone's going to give you $5 million to back this picture?
Why wouldn't they, Mr. Mackay? It's high concept.
It's at the same concept level as cage fighting movies. How come so few of us are here?
That's part of the high concept. Most of this film deals with the mother and son's character arc as they drive cross-country, shooting at bad guys and dodging subpoenas from family court. This picture will generate a lot of money.
It's already a big hit at the gas station. You made me drive 20 miles to get here. I could have literally phoned in my performance. Am I going to appear in this movie?
Well, I've already got commitments from name actors. I will need someone to drive the catering truck.
Catering truck?
Everyone on the set will adore you because you bring them the staff of life.
This is a joke, right? I mean, you're just hazing your old drama teacher, aren't you?
Let me explain it to you. Fade in. Daytime. Exterior. You leave your house to behold the golden sunrise and purple clouds that skirt along the Cascade Mountains. You'll drive the truck to bring boxed lunches to the actors on set. They'll smile upon you. You'll lovingly prepare their dinner and dessert. You'll wash dishes, then journey home when traffic is at its lightest.
That's well after dark.
It'll be a great way for you to make contacts.
Sure. Eventually, the actors will let you take their kids to McDonald's.
I don't need to make contacts to be a hash slinger or a glorified babysitter. I'm a professional actor.
But you're not a name actor. My leading lady starred in a network TV show that ran for a full season in the 1990s.
Is this your idea of paying me back for all that encouragement in high school?
I need your help on this, Mr. Mackay. I'd really appreciate it.
I have a better idea than catering. I'll serve as technical advisor about firearms.
Ah, that's all right, Mr. Mackay. I've learned enough from watching action movies.
No, I'm a teacher. Let me start your education in the subject right now. Here's a piece from my collection of revolvers.
Stop it! I hate violence.
Run, Benny.
Wait a minute. Did he say something about pizza?
I'll win again.
Don't kill him, Mr. Mackay.
Wow! Mary's walker knocked me right off my feet.
She saved Benny's life.
I'm not trying to kill him. I'm trying to shoot that stupid baseball cap off his head. Damn! I keep missing. Benny, stop! I need to reload.
I'm glad we're videotaping.
Wow, you can't write stuff this good.
Sure I can. Benny can't. You've been listening to My Script is Mud by Burke Duncan. Produced by Jason Harris and Burke Duncan. Directed by Kevin Veach. It starred Sam Duffy as Benny Dorian. Justin Wayne Lynn as Mr. Mackay. Kevin Veach as Adonis North. Gwen Mansfield as Mary Dittman, Frank Jacobson as Marco Wright, and Evan Pease as Randall Lord. My Script is Mud. Copyright 2013.